As we wrap up our Pittsfield broadcast from Barrington Stage's main stage, we thought, well, what better way to make sure we know everything about the city than by talking to its mayor?
A lifelong resident of Pittsfield, Mayor Dan Bianchi is a dedicated father, husband, and businessman who built a career out of helping small companies across the region meet their energy needs. He's a graduate of Pittsfield High School and earned a bachelor's degree in business and finance at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. He served in the Army National Guard for 7 years, beginning a commitment to public service, which has continued for his entire adult life.
Prior to seeking the office of mayor, Dan served as Pittsfield's director of administration and finance, followed by 5 terms as a city councilor representing Ward 6. All of that, and now a roundtable guest to boot. Mayor, it's a great pleasure to have you before us. Thank you very much.
Well, it's nice to be here. I always referred to you as the happiest guy on radio.
Well, what's there not to be happy about?
There you go.
Wow. Pretty cool gig.
Yeah. Welcome to Pittsfield. It's wonderful to have you here.
So I have to read into that question because I work for Alan, which is, you're happy?
I'm happy.
Look happy.
You seem happy.
Hey, you know what? You got to have a smile, and you always have to travel hopefully, and that's what you do if you're in public service. So
I wanted to ask you a question because we're all about the arts here, and we're here in arts. You know, when you ran, a lot of people said, well, the big thing was that you were for the neighborhoods but not for the arts.
Oh.
Now, since that time, I think people have been surprised. They think that, you know, you have been stepping up for the arts. I wonder how you react to that.
Well, I react this way. And you know, you're a political kind of guy, and you realize that a lot of, a lot of a person's political persona is painted by someone else. Uh-huh. And I've always been supportive of the arts, but I've always been pragmatic, and I've always looked at investment in the arts has to be a strategic and a sensible way. And I also understand the limitations of a municipality as opposed to a state or federal government to invest. So I'd always been supportive right down the line. It's just the manner of support might have been a different approach than others. You always have to keep in mind that the taxpayers have got to be accountable, or you have to be accountable to the taxpayers for the investment in anything, whether it's road construction, neighborhood repair, or the arts.
So, put it another way, what do you mean?
What
do you mean by that?
All right. Well, let me be specific.
Parse it out.
Let me be specific. People were concerned about the Colonial Theater. Great project. As a matter of fact, I rambled through there when I was director of administration and finance. I went. I was on the roof and up in the balcony area with a consultant that we had secured with a grant from GE, and he came from Vancouver. And at that time, and this was like 1991, he said, you've got to save this theater. And I agreed wholeheartedly. You know, then went on, served several terms, well, left city government, came back as a city councilor, and supported the use of community development block grant money to initially do the planning and some of the prep work. I also believed in the use of eminent domain to make the project work. So I was supportive in that manner. It was, bequeathing of $1 million after that I had questions with. But then it came to...
That's okay. What do you mean bequeathing?
$1 million from the GE Economic Development Fund to the Colonial Theater when they had already proven that they could raise $12 million. But it's a wonderful project, and I was very supportive of it. When Barrington Stage wanted to come to Pittsfield, I did the homework, researched, met the people, and realized, you know, you have to change your thinking with regards to economic development in regards to commerce. You know, we think of the G. They make things here at Barrington Stage. It's just nothing that you can put in a box and sell.
But it does bring people into the community.
Oh, it does.
And they do spend
absolutely.
Money here, yes.
Oh, yeah. And, and that's why I was fully supportive of it. They were bringing a company to town. Worldwide, the Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
And I understood that. So I understood what it could mean. And I had a conversation with Julian Boyd, and I said, one of the things that would make me wholeheartedly supportive is if you could help, and I represented one of the poorest sections of our town, if you could be supportive children that are most in need. And she came through 150%. And we've had kids here. I was here several months ago, and we had some of those kids. A wonderful relationship that Pittsfield has had with Barrington Stage, and one that I hope will go on for many, many years.
Well, that's terrific. I mean, I'm really glad to hear that. So there's a greater question. Mayors of Pittsfield come in, they're voted in, and then something strange happens among the populace. There is some sort of, the town has a sort of ability to eat its own.
Yeah, you've noticed that? Yeah.
People refer to
politics in Pittsfield as a blood.
Get it. Yeah. I don't get it. You get a good man, he comes in, Jimmy Roberto, they come in. You sort of get this, the blue meanies come out of the
woods. I think you have a very small group of people who are, you know, engaged in criticizing everything and anything.
Sure.
And I guess that's, you know, you live like that there, too.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake compared to this.
Oh, yeah. Pittsfield can be a real bare-knuckles operation, for sure. But I think you have to appreciate people's, you know, people's enthusiasm for the game and just recognize honest as you can be, and I think that's always a a good approach.
Well, Pittsfield is a beautiful little town. It's got the lakes, it's got the mountains, it's got everything that anybody could want. You will come into this town, and yet it has some substantial problems, one of which is the drug trade. How do you deal with that?
Well, that I'm committed to is making sure that Pittsfield is not identified as as a community that is noted for its drugs and criminal element. I mean, if you take a look at statistics, we're not too far off from other communities, but it seems to get played up here. And it's a problem a couple of years ago, just a front page story about a triple homicide, and I think that helped or hurt in the redefining of Pittsfield. But you just have to move on. We have a very strong neighborhood watch program that we've reinvigorated. We've had hundreds of people across the community say we want to be involved, and we don't want our community to be defined by crime, and it won't be. We have to have people being concerned about their neighbors, concerned about their neighbors, and we've got to be supportive of our police department to do so.
Are you a tough guy?
I like to think I'm a tough guy with a soft spot for certain things, certainly.
So in other words, you're not going to put up with...
Absolutely not. Unaccepted activity, and we will.
You're walking down the street, and you're the mayor. So people come up to you, and is it complaints? I assume it's not.
I was worried about walking from City Hall to come down to Barrington Stage, quite frankly, because I was afraid I would not be on time. It's amazing. They feel very comfortable about stopping the mayor and talking about any issue.
And it's their issue, and they're passionate about it. And so then how do you filter that through to get a true idea of what is... perhaps,
you know what, if it's a problem to that person, then it's important to them, and we shouldn't minimize it. I've seen politicians that just sort of brush off the problem of the individual, and to that individual, that may be the most you have to address it and be respectful of the problem that they have. And this is a small town. You should be able to do it. Mayor Bloomberg in New York probably couldn't do that.
But
you have to be respectful. You have to be respectful of their problem. And I'm kind of nuts myself, Alan. So we probably have more in common than you might suspect.
Wow.
go ahead.
Just one last thing.
Yeah. Sure.
If you're doing what you're trying to do in Pittsfield, then the police department becomes very important.
They are extremely important, and we've got to be supportive. And we've got some great men and women on the Pittsfield Police Department. And
but you've also that's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
But you also have to be tough with them, don't you? I mean, in other words, you have to make expectations of behavior, ethics, and the rest of that.
Exactly. And I think that they get it and they understand that. And we've been fortunate. Now, every department I don't care whether it's police department, fire department, any municipal department is going to have its. And it takes time, but, you know, I'm very confident that we're going to get there. I'm very confident that the things that have happened and the things that will continue to happen are going to make Pittsfield a great place for companies from successful with economic development, and we're going to be aggressive with it.
Well, we like to come here.
Well, we like having you here.
Dan Bianchi is the mayor of Pittsfield. To learn more, visit cityofpittsfield.org/mayor. Mayor, a great pleasure to have
you. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome indeed.